This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Nearly 100 officers have left the Denver Police Department so far this year, but Chief Paul Pazin says it has to do with the budget, not recruiting problems. He says DPD plans to get back to full force with 144 new officers thanks to an expanded 2022 budget. The proposed budget is around $246 million, or a 7% increase over this year's spending. Coloradans who receive monthly food benefits will see a significant boost starting October 1st. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, called SNAP, will bump up benefits 21%. That's an extra $36 per person a month to give low-income families more money for food. The increase is a result of a federal cost adjustment to reflect changes in food prices and dietary guidance. For example, the higher benefits will allow families to purchase more fish and red and orange vegetables. Nearly 500,000 individuals in Colorado receive monthly SNAP benefits. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The University of Colorado won't name a new president before next spring, with the search getting underway in earnest in December. Regents will spend the next several months seeking four community members from around Colorado to serve on the search committee alongside faculty, staff, students, and alumni. Mark Kennedy voluntarily left as CU president last June. Mostly clear tonight around the state. Denver, Fort Collins, and Grand Junction, lows around 45, Vail around 35. This is CPR News.